Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. On Friday, 9th of November, the Pontifical Council for Culture, together with the Royal Norwegian Embassy to the Holy See and the Norwegian Institute here in Rome, hosts a conference by the title of The Northern Frontier of Christianity, Exploring the Common Heritage of Norway and the Holy See. I went round to the Norwegian Institute and spoke to the organiser of this conference, the director of the Norwegian Institute here in Rome, Professor Turid Carlsen Seim. As director of this Norwegian Institute in Rome, you've organised a conference focusing on the northern frontier of Christianity, exploring the common heritage of Norway and the Holy See. So what is this common heritage?
The common heritage in this case is particularly the medieval time, when, of course, Europe was one nation in terms of religion. There's always been quite a consciousness in Norway. We have the ancient cathedrals there still. We have kept the episcopal sites from that time, and we also have the king who was seen to Christianize Norway, even though it's much more complex history than that in reality, who was martyred. So there is a connection to the medieval history that's still very much alive in the national identity of Norway, even though we, since the Reformation, has been a Lutheran country or a Protestant country.
You were talking about the martyrdom of St. Olaf. That was the king.
It was, you're right. So you knew about him.
So tell me about St. Olaf a little bit.
St. Olaf was a Viking king and converted to Christianity in France, one of the crusades to France, and came back home and was fought by other local nobilities and was killed in a big battle in the middle of Norway near Trondheim or Nidaros, which was the name at the time. After his death, they claimed there were signs of his nails growing, his hair growing, I mean, miraculous events or developments in his body. So he lost the battle, but he won his cause in a way by this development afterwards. It was a very important event in the Christianization of Norway, even though it never happens quite like that by one event only. It means that it had been prepared over the centuries, particularly along the coast where there had been close connections with England. But in the Norwegian storytelling, this has been the focus of Christianizations. His body, of course, was lost during the time of the Reformation, and one never really knows what happened to it. But the cathedral where it had been placed is still central, seen as a very important ecclesial center in Norway.
Which is this cathedral?
It's the Nidaros Cathedral, or the one in Trondheim, which is now called now. So one of those who would present a paper at this seminar is the cathedral archaeologist from Nidaros, who's been working particularly on the martyrion, which is the octagon, where one supposed the body of the martyr king was placed.
How present is this Christian heritage in Norway today? I mean, there's still a sort of knowledge of this king and saint.
I think for my generation, certainly. I wouldn't speak for the younger ones anymore, because population and existence in Norway has become so much complex.
It's become more secular.
More secular, but also more religiously mixed. So that I don't think one still tell the grand national stories as much as my generation would grow up. Particularly after the Second World War, there was a very strong national consciousness in Norway, which would still draw on the old identity as it had been shaped early in the 19th century. You have to remember that Norway became an independent state for the first time since the Middle Ages in 1907. And that also meant that there was a nation building happening.
Of course, culture opens all kinds of doors, doesn't it?
Culture opens many doors. And it also is seen as a common heritage, what you can see in Rome.
So in a sense, this conference is particularly interesting yes. for you, isn't it?
It is. It is interesting for me. And I was very positive when the ambassador to the Holy See suggested that we do something like this. It was his idea, in fact.
And my thanks there go to the director of the Norwegian Institute here in Rome, Professor Turid Karlsson Seim. I'm Veronica Skjærsbrick.